Welcome to Cultivate Connection, a weekly Bible-based meditation podcast, giving you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. I want to welcome you into this space today. If you're new to Cultivate Connection, you can learn more about us at cultivateconnection.com. So grateful and thankful for all of you who have partnered with us, who are praying, who have sent financial donations. If Cultivate Connection has been a blessing to you and you would like to give financially, you can go to cultivateconnection.com and go to the Give tab. So we are in week 12 of our series on the names of God. And we're just taking time to meditate on who God is. The more that we're able to see him rightly, the more we can allow his kingdom culture to impact and affect our lives, the more that we'll be able to represent him well, to live our lives in a way that bring God glory. And he is so worthy of that glory. This week, our name of God we're focusing on is El Olam, the everlasting God. So I want to invite you to settle in wherever you need to be today. Maybe taking just a few nice deep breaths, allowing the shoulders to just settle away from the ears. Perhaps letting go of the tension of the day or any worries or concerns and just beginning to focus on your breath. Beginning to notice the rooting, the grounding that comes as you engage with the breath. The inhale and the exhale. You to lengthen out that breath just a little bit. Invite that breath into deeper spaces here. God, thank you. Thank you that you are who you are. That, Lord, you are the God who sees. You are the Lord, our banner. You are God Most High. Lord, I thank you that you are our dwelling place. That you are our peace. God, you are our provider. We celebrate today that you are the living God, the Lord, our healer. God, we bless you as creator. We are thankful that you are the God who is there, who is here, who is close to us, that you are Abba, your Father. And today, Lord, we pray that you would reveal another aspect of who you are. Show us what it means, Lord, that you are everlasting God. Let us become to know that in our beings. Not just ideas and head knowledge, Lord, but that we would come to know you in all the facets of who you are. We would experience you. We would encounter you. We would know your nearness and your faithfulness. I bless each one listening today, God, to receive directly from you what you have for them today. God, tear down the things that keep them from knowing you and fill them up and build them up in the areas where they need building up today. May we be rooted and grounded in your love planted firmly on the foundation of Jesus Christ. As we begin today, there's a scripture in Philippians that talks about to be anxious for nothing. And when anxiety comes, we can bring our requests to God with thanksgiving. And so just as we start, I just want you to take a moment to check in. Hey, is there any areas of worry or anxiety, anything stirring in you right now? And if so, can you bring those things before God? Bring those supplications, those prayers, those requests before the Lord with thanksgiving. And just starting with a clean slate by laying everything at his feet, your concerns, your worries, those things that are bothering you. And as you bring them, keeping your eyes on Jesus the whole time. And as you lay these things at his feet, doing your best not to get caught up in those circumstances or situations, but truly laying them at his feet and looking towards God, the author, the perfecter of your faith, the everlasting God. To help you do that, to help you fix your attention, your focus, your thoughts on the Lord, we're going to begin to meditate upon scripture. Our first one is from Psalm 90, verses 1 and 2. So just notice, see how you can tune into God's presence within you as I read these words. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. El Olam, the everlasting God. Reading this verse a second time. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. There is nothing or no one that can outlast God. He's bigger than every circumstance we face. Anything we see going on in the world, God will outlast it. Where is your focus today? Are you getting caught up in the things that will fade away, even though they seem so big in the moment? Are you getting caught up in the one who truly will outlast everything? Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Where do you need to declare that God is the everlasting God in your life? Where do you need to know this? Maybe you look around your world and you see areas where it looks like the enemy or evil is winning. The everlasting God is greater, stronger, more faithful, never gives up. Where do you need to declare that you, God, El Olam, are God in this circumstance, in this situation? In my life, you are the everlasting God. Hebrews 1:8 says, Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. Jesus is our El Olam. He's the King of the ages. God knows the past and the future all at the same time. First Chronicles 16:36. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And all the people said amen and praised the Lord. Worship is a response to who God is. When we see Him, when we know Him for who He truly is, our natural response is to worship, to praise, to give Him glory. How is God revealing Himself to you that causes you to stir, to praise, to worship? Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And all the people said amen and praised the Lord. If you're feeling discouraged, beat down, I encourage you to look and see the everlasting God. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And all the people said amen and praised the Lord. What you focus on, you make room for in your life. These podcasts are here to help you put your gaze on Jesus, to focus on God and who He is, to get caught up in His presence and allow it to change who you are and how you see the world around you. Isaiah 40, verse 28. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the whole earth. He never becomes faint or weary. There is no limit to His understanding. Everything you need is found in Jesus. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the whole earth. He never becomes faint or weary. There is no limitation to His understanding. God's not distant. He's not ignoring you. He's so in love with you and so wants to walk with you. Will you follow Him today? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the whole earth. He never becomes faint or weary. There's no limit to His understanding. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is our everlasting foundation. He will not be shaken. God is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. Where is God inviting you to come and to receive from Him as the everlasting God? I want to bless you this week. I want to bless you to encounter God as El Olam, the everlasting God. May you know His faithfulness. May you experience Him as a dwelling place. May His presence be your portion. May it give you life and everything you need. May you know that God is from everlasting to everlasting, that He never quits, He never gives up, He is relentless, that He's faithful, that He never changes. May you experience His goodness and His everlasting mercy. May you know that His plans for you are good. May you come into a place of seeing Him rightly, that you may be set free to worship the King of Glory. Revelation after revelation of His love and His goodness, may it surround you this week, that the chains would fall off and you would know that God is for you, not against you. Amen.